Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I'm Dr. Ajay Nuka. I'm frequently asked, what are the practical considerations in management of the most common adverse events with immunomodulatory agents? There are four classes of approved, FDA-approved agents for multiple myeloma, the first being the immunomodulatory agents, the proteasome inhibitors, HDAC inhibitors, and monoclonal antibodies. When you look at the IMiDs, there are three IMiDs that were approved, thalidomide, lenalidomide, and pomalidomide. The common theme that you see across these three agents is the increased risk for a venous thromboembolic event. Whenever I'm starting somebody on an immunomodulatory agent, my first step is to start them on a thromboprophylaxis appropriately risk stratified. If the patient does not have any other comorbidities, if the patient has low risk for formation of a clot, a simple aspirin should be able to prevent the clot. The next one is if somebody has a prior history of a DVT or using a steroid-based regimen or using in combination with any cytotoxic treatments, patient is obese, hyperviscosity syndromes, these are all the things that would prompt me to use a low molecular weight heparin in these patients. What else do we see with the immunomodulatory agents? The second one is the myelosuppression. Myelosuppression can happen not only because of the IMiDs, it also can happen with the disease-related process. And it is certainly of importance for us to identify whether the myelosuppression is from the disease or from the IMiD. And certainly we can take the help of growth factors to continue to deliver this treatment in patients who have myelosuppression. The other side effect that you see with the immunomodulatory agents is infections, increased risk of infections. I typically do not use a antibacterial prophylaxis when I'm using IMiDs. The only time when I make an exception is when I'm using in combination with high-dose steroids, where I would certainly need PCP prophylaxis with either Bactrim or Pentamidine as a second line in patients who are sulfur-allergic. So whenever I'm using this, I certainly would not start lenalidomide and Bactrim at the same time. I would give a cycle of lenalidomide, make sure that the side effects are well understood before I institute Bactrim, which also can cause rash. When you start both of them at the same time, it is very hard to identify which is the offending agent to stop off.